Well, Jenny Hubendick-Savick, she is actually announcing the lineups. Not only the coach, and I think she's the activities director, but she is the PA announcer, announcing the lineups for both teams. That is awesome. So Paul Meyer's crew, 0-16. We're talking about USC. Their starters today, a 5'5 freshman, number 3, Taylor Schrader. A 5'11 senior, number 13, Macy Zebro. A 5'6 senior, number 15, Leo Winch. A 5'11 senior, number 21, Hannah Meyer. And a 5'10 senior guard, number 24, Maya Zebro. Zebro, Winch, Meyer, and Schrader, the starters for USC. For Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, they come in with a 4-12 record. Their starters, Lauren Haskett, Gracie Dollum, Olivia Newman, Mallory Ignashevsky, and Samantha Armstrong, the starting five for Alden Conger. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by T&W Towing. We meet by accident, 473-2999. We're underway in Alden Conger. Aldi lose the tip. USC with the basketball going from left to right on your radio dial. Driving it all the way to the bucket. Layup is too strong. Off the glass there by Maya Zebro. Rebound by USC. USC in the road whites. The Knights in the home black. USC with red numerals. Looks like kind of a dark blue trim. Right side is Schrader with it. Schrader lost the basketball. Loose ball picked up on the top of the key. Now scramble for it. Still a loose ball. And, oh, ripped away by one of the Knights. And here comes Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and a layup. And count the layup for Heskett. Lauren Heskett gets the bucket. That was set up by Ignashevsky. Ignashevsky got on the floor. And instead of getting tied up, she used her strength and muscled it away. And Lauren Heskett gets the basket. It's 2-0. Heskett, a 5'5 junior. On the other end, a layup right side. Nice move by Schrader. Schrader went around her defender. And we're tied at 2 early off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. At the left elbow, spinning in the paint. Thought about a shot. Pulled up right there was Newman. Newman back to the top of the key. Driving in left side. Ignashevsky goes right to the bucket. She is fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Ignashevsky. Both coaches talked about keys to the game, and of course, keys to the game brought to you by Accenture Credit Union of Albert Lea. People helping people, member NCUA. So Mallory Ignashevsky, a 5'8 senior, will shoot a couple. First free throw is no good. Hits the front rim and rolls off to the right. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons in the black jerseys, gray numerals. Again, the word Knights across the front. Second free throw is good. So Ignashevsky goes 1-2 from the free throw line. It's 3-2, just over a minute gone by. Section 1A basketball. It's a non-conference matchup, but a section matchup. Right side with the basketball is Winch. Back to the top. Left side over to Zebro. Zebro gets it inside. On that block was Winch. Winch looking for some help, and her pass goes off the fingertips of Meyer and picked up by the Knights. Here comes Ignashevsky. Ignashevsky right to the bucket. Off the rim and good. Left-handed layup for Ignashevsky. She's got 3 points. The Knights off to a 5-2 lead. 16:20 to go here in the first half. Of course, we're broadcasting from the American Insurance Press Box. Beautiful vantage point. And there's a nice drive left elbow going around her defender is Meyer. Meyer put the ball on the ground, and nobody stopped her, and it's 5-4. Good, strong take there by Meyer. And now Ignashevsky trying to make a move. She's called for a travel and a turnover. On Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Americana Insurance, protection you can rely on. Nationwide, of course, is on your side. And they are the A-team. Americana Insurance and Albert Lea. And also Wells. 5-4 game, swung left side. Now on the give and go, a nice pass when it goes out of bounds. Could not handle it was Maya Zebro. She swung it to the wing, cut to the basket, got it back, and could not handle it. Would have been a layup, but it's a turnover for USC. 5-4, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons on top. Newman with it in the paint. Newman gets it knocked away. Loose ball, scramble for it. Goes out of bounds. Ignashevsky trying to save it, but she stepped out of bounds in the baseline. And the basketball will go back to USC. Again, the Rebels 0-16 in the season. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 4-12 record. A makeup game this afternoon. Glad we could bring it to broadcast here on Kate. Now Ignashevsky will be called for a bump on Maya Zebro. Zebro at the top of the key. So Ignashevsky picks up her first. Team foul number one. Ignashevsky, a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week during volleyball season. Top of the key. That's Schrader looking for some help at the free throw line. Swings it left corner. Pass in the block, and it goes to the fingertips of Schrader. Some chances for USC, just not able to corral the basketball, and Knights with it up by a point, 5-4. Person-to-person defense by both teams. Dahlem, that's Grace Dahlem. Swings it right side. Three-point attempt by Newman put up. That's long. Long rebound in the corner is going to go out of bounds. Nobody touched it. So USC will get the basketball back. Substitution for Alden Conger. Brooke Seuss, a 6-foot junior. Number 23 will check in for the first time for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. They wanted to get some more subs in, but Fish already put the ball back in play. Now a steal by the Knights, and racing in all by herself. Layup is good for Heskett. So Lauren Heskett with a couple of buckets. Got the steal and the layup at 7-4. 7-4 Knights. Driving in left side. Nobody picked her up. She's fouled. And a chance for a three-point play. That's Maya Zebro. Zebro with the left hand went all the way in. Nobody came to stop her. And Zebro with a chance for the three-point play. So substitutions coming in for USC will be Lexi Johnson, a 5'6 senior. Now let's see who's out there for the Knights. So Zebro with a chance to tie things up. 14:40 to go first half. 7-6 game, make it 7-7. Zebro gets the and one. 7-7 game. Newman with it, top of the key. Swings it right side to Ignashevsky. In the paint, drives, kicks it left side to Newman. Newman trying to get it inside to one of her post players, not able to. Newman will bring it back to the point. Newman still with it, right elbow, right wing to Ignashevsky. Going to get into a post player, kicks out to Newman, thought about a three. Newman drives in, tries to kick it back to the wing, shot it up from 10 feet. That's going to rattle in and out. Rebound tapped around, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alden Conger. Glenville Lemons, that was Brooke Seuss, who took the jumper, just couldn't get it to go. Maya Anderson, number 20, also out there for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmett. 7-7 game, driving in. Now kicks it out to the wing. Swung right side for USC. That's Winch. At the free throw line, it's tapped away. Winch will pick it up. Winch in the right corner. Cross court pass. Nice look on the left block. And an easy layup for USC. They found Schrader. Schrader's got 4 points. USC up by two. 9-7 Rebels. We're sitting right behind the USC bench. So if you hear a lot of noise, that's the USC bench screaming. Left side to Ignashevsky, driving in, and they're going to have a blocking foul going to be called on Johnson. Ignashevsky lucky she didn't get called for a charge. Had that left arm out there trying to make some room. So a foul on Johnson, her first. Team foul number 3 on USC. Top of the key, Newman. Newman will reset the offense for Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. At the right elbow, drives in all the way to the bucket. Layup is going to be good. Good take by Newman. And for Newman, that is her first bucket. 9-9 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. It's a good one so far. At the free throw line, driving in. Dumps it off nice in the right block. Layup rolls in for Schrader. That was Maya Zebro with the assist. Schrader with the easy two. It's 11-9 USC. Newman top of the key, trying to drive in. Newman left wing. Now to Ignashevsky for three in the lead. That's going to be short. Rebound pulled down by USC by Zebro. And Zebro bring it across the timeline. Zebro looking inside. It's picked up. Her pass, she was looking for someone on the block, and Rachel Heskett, who just checked into the game, got the turnover. As Heskett was bringing it across the timeline, she ran into Meyer. Hannah Meyer will pick up the foul. For Meyer, I believe that's her first. Substitution coming out for USC. Meyer will come out. Winch will come out. Back in the game will be a Macy Zebro. I mean, that's the first time for Macy. No, Macy's a starter. 5'11 senior back in the game. 11-9 USC up by two. Newman looking for the lead. Three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maya Zebro. Zebro, top of the key. Zebro going to kick it in the right corner. Driving baseline. Drops it off. Nice pass. Layup is left short. Rebound put up. No whistle. A lot of contact as that was Niebauer, who missed the first layup. Rebound by Macy Zebro, put it up, left it short. And eventually the basketball went out of bounds. Last touch by USC. You got two teams hungry for a win. USC 0-16, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons at 4-12. 11-9, Rebels on top. 12-18 to go first half. In the corner. That's Anderson back to the top of the key. Swung right side. Now driving a little floater. Put up and good. And give that bucket to Heskett. Rachel Heskett with the bucket, and the timeout's going to be called by Alden Conger. Glenville Lemons will take a 30-second timeout. We're tied at 11 here in Alden.
Jackson Hewitt needs you to know three things about filing taxes this year. One, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. Two, you have to file for them to make sure you get the right amount. Three, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help track down every credit you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, going to school, and so much more. You don't want to miss out on thousands. Jackson Hewitt knows that. Discover thousands in tax credits and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
Got a good one brewing this afternoon. Some matinee basketball on KATE. Aaron Worm with you courtside. Thank you so much for joining us. That timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Serving the area with expert counsel. Conveniently located in downtown Albert Lea, or call 373-4680. Top of the key with the basketball. That's Maya Zebro. She's going to pull up at the baseline and hits an 8-foot jumper. Maya's having a nice game. She's got 5 points. Rebels back on top, 13-11. Anderson left wing. She'll set up the offense out of Ignashevsky. Ignashevsky right wing. Tries to bring it a little bit closer. Backing her way in the paint. Takes in the left corner. 15-foot jumper left side. Shot is no good by Seuss. And a foul on the rebound is going to be called on the Knights. And that's on Ignashevsky. That's a big one. That'll be her second personal. Team foul number three. Ignashevsky will have to sit down. Checking in will be Lauren Heskett, 5'5 junior. Will come in for Ignashevsky. Good crowd here for the matinee game. The boys' varsity will play in the 7 o'clock hour. There'll be a JV game after this in the boys' varsity. Three-pointer by Zebro left side, left it short, and rebound. Last touch by Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. That went off the fingertips of Armstrong. Samantha Armstrong, a 5'9 senior. Three-pointer left side put up by Maya Zebro. There's a nice pass in the paint, puts it up off the glass, going to shake in. That's Niebauer. Niebauer with her first bucket. Biggest lead for USC this afternoon. Rebels are up by 4. 15-11 and a turnover at Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Swinging left side to Anderson. Anderson could not handle it. Getting at a Rebels team that has not won a game this season. Feeling good right now, up by 4. Left side to Zebro. Now they go inside. Shot put in the block. No good. Scramble for the rebound. USC gets it back. Puts it up. A foul's going to be called. And Taylor Schrader, a 5'5 freshman, will shoot a couple for USC. Foul's going to be called on Dahlem. That'll be her first. Team foul number 4. First free throw is no good. Back iron and out. United South Central, of course, out of a very tough Gopher Conference. They play a lot of double-A schools throughout the year, but play section basketball in 1A. Schrader hits 1 of 2. She's got 7 points. It's a 5-point lead, 16-11. There's a long jumper. 3-pointer left side, no good. We have a whistle. Oh, the official telling him to start the clock. That's why he blew the whistle. So a 3-pointer was no good. That was put up left side by Rachel Haskett. And Haskett shot, no good. And again, the official just blew up the whistle. Didn't mean to. Just wanted them to make sure the clock was running. 16-11, 5-point lead for USC. Back to the top to Schrader. Schrader right by the Alden Conger logo. Now she'll bring it in right wing. Zebro. That's Macy Zebro. Still in that right corner. Now Macy Zebro on the baseline about 15 feet away. She'll pass it. There's a 3-pointer put up and good by her sister, Maya Zebro. Zebro to Zebro. That's a winning combination. 8 points. It's an 8-point lead, 19-11. Rebels up by 8. Pass inside. Kick to the wing. 3-pointer by Heskett trying to answer. No good. And a long rebound pulled down by Maya Zebro. Zebro bringing across the timeline. Zebro kicks in the corner. Now back to the wing. Thought about a 3 there was Johnson. Back in the corner again. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons now playing, looks like a zone defense, and a pass inside skipped off one of the Rebels out of bounds. Substitution, Meyer will come back in, Winch will come in. Niebauer and Maya Zebro will both sit down. 9:55 to go here in the first half. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, Knights cheer squad making some noise. It's been fun so far. 19-11 USC, and there's going to be a foul. Johnson, as Lexi Johnson for USC tried to go for the steal. No, wait a minute. What was the call? No, they're going to call it the other way. It's going to be on Lauren Haskett. Or Haskett. They both met at the same time, and they're going to say Haskett ran into her. So a foul on Haskett. Maddie Dahlman checks in for the first time. Dahlman with the basketball. At the free throw line, swings it right side, now in the right corner. It's like the Knights in a 2-3 zone. Back to the top. There's a three-point attempt. Top of the key. Shot is no good by Winch. Rebound pulled down by the Knights. Long pass ahead. Gets it to Schrader. Schrader coming in. Left-handed layup is good. So beating the Rebels back. Schrader's got half a dozen. But they put the point on the wrong side. It should be 19-13. Ever that bucket by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmets. That's tipped away. Almost stolen. Back out to the wing. Now deeper in the corner to Macy Zebra. At the free throw line, it's taken away, and a jump ball's going to be called. They got it to Meyer at the left elbow. And she was tied up by Lauren Haskett. The arrow points to way of USC. Substitutions coming in. Seuss will come in. Newman will come in. USC is going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. 9:01 to go in this first half. 21-13, 8-point lead for USC. We're back in a moment.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo and Maria in Miami. Jules in Minneapolis and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AM 1450 on the radio dial, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and also on your smart speaker as well. Aaron Warren with you from Alden. 21-13, 8-point lead for USC. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons in that zone defense, almost getting a steal. It's knocked into the backcourt. It was not knocked into the backcourt. It was a pass. And Macy Zebro chasing it down. That's over and back. And a violation called on USC. And the Rebels are winless this season, but right now up by six with 8:44 to go first half. Top of the key, that's Dahlem. Dahlem at the right elbow, kicks it back to the top to Newman. Newman will swing it left side. In that corner, that's somebody new out there. That's Sierra Grutsky. So Grutsky out there for the first time for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Right side, there's a three-point attempt put up. That's going to be short by Haskett. Lauren Haskett, rebound pulled down by the Knights, and then a foul. As Haskett looking to drive, she was bumped, I believe, by Johnson. And Johnson will pick up her second. Coming back in the game, Schrader. I say Schrader. How about we go with Taylor Schrader? And Maya Zebro got a very quick breather there for head coach Paul Meyer. 6-point lead for USC. 8:13 to go in the first half. Newman has a top of the key, now at the left elbow. Newman in the paint, back to the top of the key to Haskett. Haskett kicks it left side to Dahlem. Dahlem cannot handle that pass. It skips out of bounds. And a turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. This has been fun. Good crowd here for a matinee game, a 4 o'clock start. Talking to head coach Paul Meyer. Finish my thought here in a second. Three-pointer right side is no good, and now a jump ball with the arrow belonging to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Paul said Jenny Hoovendick Savick called him up and said, how about a 4 o'clock game on a Monday afternoon, last day of January for the makeup game? Paul said, works for me. Newman drives in, left-handed layup is too strong. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by USC. That's Meyer with the rebound. 7:39 to play here in the first half. 19-13, Rebels by six. Zebro had it stolen. Here's a chance the other way. One-on-one break. Layup is put up and too strong on that layup. That was Grunsky. Grunsky could not finish. Back comes USC the other way, and a travel's going to be called. On that baseline, Schrader. Call for a travel. 7:23 to go. Your top scorers right now. We got 8 points for Zebro. As Maya Zebro. 6 points for Lauren Haskett. Lead the way for Eldon Conger, Glenville Emmons. Speaking of Heskett, her three-pointer is off to the left. Rebound pulled down by USC. Yeah, we got a pretty good crowd. Bleachers just on one side here at the Eldon Conger High School. That snapped out of bounds last touch by the Knights. Again, we are up on the stage. That's where the public address announcers, scorekeepers as well. Perfect seats to bring you non-conference. Section 1A basketball. Owens tapped in the backcourt. Chasing it down is Schrader. Schrader will bring it across the timeline, deeper in that right corner. Going to pull up for a three-pointer right side. That is well long by Macy Zebro. It goes out of bounds. Anybody touch it? Yeah, someone touch it for Eldon Conger, Glenville Lemon. So it will be staying right here. Will be USC basketball. Again, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be in Rosemount. A little later game. They're starting the game at 8 o'clock tomorrow. There's an event going on. They can't start play until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Top of the key, a three-pointer. That's good. That is Meyer. Meyer for three. Hannah Meyer with her first bucket. Take that back, her second bucket. She's got 5 points. It's the biggest lead for USC. They're up by nine, 22-13. Three by Newman trying to answer, not able to. And Maya Zebro comes down with the rebound. Zebro driving in, kicks in the corner, almost turned it over, but Macy Zebro kept it alive. Back to the top of the key. There's a pass inside. Good cut. Layup is going to be good by Macy Zebro, and a timeout's going to be called by Eldon Conger. USC up by 11. The lead is double digits, 24-13 Rebels. 6:02 to go in the first half. We're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Kate Radio.
Call and compare. Are you paying too much for garbage collection? Call Thompson Sanitation today at 256-4370 and you'll learn why to make the switch. They offer garbage disposal and roll-off service with competitive prices and the best service around. No BS with TS. Get the best service at the best prices in the area. Thompson Sanitation is locally owned, keeping your money in our local community. They would like to remind you to clean up your trash after local sporting events. Thompson Sanitation, a proud supporter of all student athletes.
Aaron Worm with you, courtside here in Eldon, AM 1450, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and of course on your smart speaker as well. Just say play KATE Radio. Timeout again brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. 373-4680. We talked about this during the pregame show brought to you by Thompson Sanitation. Again, USC does not play many Class A schools because they're in the Gopher Conference. So coming into a Class A matchup, don't let that 0-16 record fool you. They're feeling it right now. Right side with it is Newman. Newman back to the top of the key, the Grunsky. Grunsky left side. Back to the top. Almost went at the fingertips of Dahlem. It did. Picked up by Schrader. Drives in. Layup is good. And Schrader's got 9 points. The lead is 13. USC. Oh, here in the first half, Newman. Newman on the right wing. Now in the paint, little running left-hander. That one is no good. And a fight for the rebound pulled down by USC. That was Meyer. Meyer with just pure strength pulled that one away. If you're a fan of the Knights need a bucket. They've been stuck on 13 for a while. 26-13 is our score. There's a kick ball kicked by the Knights. One time it was 19-11. We got a 7-2 run since then. Substitution, mass substitution here for the Knights. Anderson comes in. Also in will be a Rachel Heskett. We'll reset the lineups for you here in just a second. USC with the basketball, left wing. Over to Maya Zebro. Deeper in that corner, looking for some help. Back to Zebro on the wing. Zebro looking for some help. Again, now they're trying to trap in this 2-3 zone, coming out higher. Right baseline, now passing the paint, driving around everybody. Shot put up, partially blocked there by Meyer. Loose ball picked up by the Knights. Grunsky came down with the loose ball. Take that back, that's not Grunsky. That was Armstrong. There's a three-pointer that's off to the left by Newman and sails out of bounds. Basketball back to USC. So for the Rebels. Out there, Maya Zebro, Taylor Schrader, Lexi Johnson, Leah Winch, and also Hannah Meyer right now for the Rebels. Top of the key, now pass inside left block. Nice look, easy layup for Schrader. Beautiful look from the top of the key. Schrader's having a big game. She's got 11 points. The lead is 15, 28-13 Rebels. 4:09 to go here in the first half. Newman, left corner, looking for some help. Newman will bring it back to the top of the key and reset the offense. Swings it right side, three-point attempt put up. That shot is no good. Hit short by Anderson. And a rebound picked up by USC. And USC off to a great start in this one. Zebro hands it off left wing. And the Knights trying to trap in the zone on the wing. Pass, right elbow, kick left wing. Good look for a three-pointer. That shot is long. Long rebound pulled down by Newman. Three-point attempt put up by Mia Zebro. Newman has it top of the key. Left side. Over to Heskett. Heskett dropped it off. A baseline jumper put up no good by Grunsky. And a rebound by the Rebels. Coming the other way. Zebro swings it left side to Schrader. Wide open look for a three. That one is long. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. And USC does. And then they turn it over. Picked off there by Grunsky. Grunsky coming in. Grunsky left block. Double team comes. Looking for some help. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. Left side. That's short. And rebound pulled down by Johnson. Three-pointer put up by Rachel Heskett. And again left it short. 3 minutes to go, first half. 28-13, USC by 15. Deeper in that corner is Schrader. Schrader back to the top of the key to Johnson. Johnson back to Schrader. Deeper left wing, three-point attempt put up by Zebro. That's Maya Zebro. Shot no good. Rebound chased down by USC. Going right baseline on the right block. Little fadeaway shot put up. Shot no good. Another rebound by USC. That shot was missed by Winch. Schrader gets the rebound, but Schrader is fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Schrader. Substitution coming for USC. Checking in the game will be Skylar Niebauer, 5'8 senior. 28-13 Rebels. First shot is good. Well, Taylor Schrader, she's having a big game. Big first half, 11 points for her. Maya Zebro with 8 to lead the way. 29-13, substitution for the Knights. Seuss will check in. Coming out will be Armstrong. Also checking in will be Dahlem. Dahlem's going to replace Anderson. I didn't write down, the game was close early. But again, Alden Conger's been stuck on 13 for quite a while as that free throw is good by Schrader. It's 30-13. For sure, it's an 11-2 run since the Rebels are up by 8 at 19-11. Alden Conger, Glenville Lemon just needs to get a basket, just to get their confidence back at this point, down by 17 with 2:23 to go first half. Going to drive baseline, backing her way in. Now cross-court pass, nice pass, 10-foot jumper is good. Give the assist to Grunsky. Give the basket to Seuss. And a much-needed bucket if you're a Knights fan. 30-15. Again, a lot of basketball game yet to be played here in Alden. Top of the key, thought about a three for a second, was Winch. And then Winch threw it away, trying to swing it left side. And Jenny Hoovendick-Savitt cheering her team on. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Alden Conger, Glenville Lemon just trying to maybe end this first half on a little run. Trying to get closer at halftime, down by 15. At the free throw line, that's Grunsky. Grunsky backing her way in on the right block, turns around, puts it up, shot no good. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Fighting for the rebound there was Seuss. Brooke Seuss, a 6-foot junior. Back in the game is Zebro. That's Macy Zebro. 30-15, 15-point lead for USC. Rebels 0-16, the Knights 4-12. Swung in that corner, Macy Zebro with it. She's double-teaming the corner, looking for some help. Still looking for some help, but she threw it away. Threw it right to Grunsky. Turnover. Here comes Alden Conger. Grunsky in the paint. Grunsky right to the bucket, puts it up. Left-handed layup is good. What a good, strong take by Grunsky. She got the steal. Sierra Grunsky, 5'10 sophomore. And it's 30-17. Quick 4-0 run by Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Now on the right block, nice pass, and Schrader gets bumped. Schrader's been everywhere on the floor. She's only 5'5". She's only a freshman. And Schrader is causing havoc. That'll be team foul number 7 on Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Foul's going to be on Dahlem. That'll be her second. Free throw is no good by Schrader. Substitution coming back in will be Rachel Heskett for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmets. Minute 12 to go until halftime. Second free throw is good. So Schrader gets one of two. She's got 13 of USC's 31 points. 31-17. Minute 08 to go, first half. Rebels by 14. There's a 15-foot jumper shot put up no good by Seuss. Rebound comes out to Maya Zebra. She'll swing it left side. Cross-court pass to Macy Zebra. Thought about a three inside to Schrader on the right block. Schrader turns into the bucket. Left that layup short. Loose ball picked up by Newman. Newman ahead to Grunsky. Grunsky on the block. Kicks it out. Quick 15-foot jumper. Off the glass and good. It is before five. The bank would still be open. That's Rachel Haskett with her first bucket. Take that back. Haskett's got 4 points. 4 points for Haskett. The lead is down to 12. It's a 6-0 run for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Now USC threw it away. It was 31-13. 6-0 run by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. They cut the lead down to 12 and a chance for them to get it to 10 or less with 25 seconds remaining first half. Newman top of the key. Newman around the screen. Newman in the paint. Splits two defenders. Layup off the glass and good. Newman's got 4 points. 8-0 run for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Here comes the Knights. 10 seconds to go, first half. Deeper in that corner, Zebro. That's Macy Zebro. Double team with six. Her pass gets picked off with four and a foul. It'll only be team foul number five on USC. Johnson going for the rebound. If it's on Johnson, that's going to be her third. Johnson has no points. Lexi Johnson, a 5'6 senior, just picked up her third. With 1 second, Newman's going to pull up her three. Not in time. The three-pointer is short. Pulled up left wing as time expired. Well, if you're a fan of the Knights, got to feel a little bit better here at halftime. An 8-0 run by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. They cut an 18-point lead down to 10. Your halftime score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. United South Central's 31. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 21. We're back in a moment. Scoreboard, of course, brought to you by Hanson Tire Service. The only name you need to remember for the best tires and service around is Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. And we always broadcast from the Americana Insurance Press Box in Albert Lee and Wells. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. It's halftime, 31-21. 10-point lead for the Rebels.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to tap into human emotion, first with some music. Then in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant. Wow, powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Call and compare. Are you paying too much for garbage collection? Call Thompson Sanitation today at 256-4370 and you'll learn why to make the switch. They offer garbage disposal and roll-off service with competitive prices and the best service around. No BS with TS. Get the best service at the best prices in the area. Thompson Sanitation is locally owned, keeping your money in our local community. They would like to remind you to clean up your trash after local sporting events. Thompson Sanitation, a proud supporter of all student athletes.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Sephora Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main or online at Sephora.com.
This is Josh Fossum from Bayview Funeral Home. When you endure a loss, it's comforting to know you have the personal attention of local ownership assisting you with your funeral needs. Bayview Reborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lea area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you'll experience with Bayview Reborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
Halftime here in Alden in girls basketball. Your halftime score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 31-21. 10-point lead right now for USC. The Rebels looking for their first win this season. It was an 18-point lead, an 8-0 run by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons cut the lead down to 10. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons not going to go away. In the last time out, they scored 88 points in a victory. So we know this Knights team can score. Just missing a lot of shots there in the first half. Halftime, of course, brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair for tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. That's 507-377-1215 for AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. Let's go through your scoring in the first half. We'll start with United South Central leading the way. And again, she is just a ninth grader. Taylor Schrader's got 14 points to lead the Knights. 5 points for Amaya Zebro. 5 points also for Hannah Meyer. Each of those two young ladies have hit, I think they've had just one three. Meyer hit a three. Zebro's got a free throw and a couple of field goals. Macy Zebro with two. And also 2 points for Skylar Niebauer. That's the scoring for USC in the first half. When it comes to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons leading the way for the Knights. Lauren Haskett, she's got 6 points. 4 points for Olivia Newman. 4 points for Rachel Heskett. So Lauren Heskett with six. Rachel Heskett with four. Four for Newman. We have three for Mallory Ignashevsky. Two for Brooke Seuss. And two also for Sierra Grusky or Grunsky. To wrap up the scoring for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, it was a close game early. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons found themselves down by 8 at 19-11 and eventually down 31-13, a 12-2 run. But, again, just in the last 2 minutes before halftime, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons on a nice run. Cut this lead down to 10. So don't touch that radio dial. It's going to be a good second half. 31-21. Again, USC, it's 0-16. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons is 4-12. Right now, the winless Rebels up by 10 at halftime. Again, halftime brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. Contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. That's 507-377-1215. Second half action coming your way next. You're listening to high school girls basketball on AM 1450 KATE, myalbertlea.com, iHeartRadio app, and of course on your smart speaker. Just tell that speaker to play KATE.
There's never any FOMO with the iHeartRadio app. You won't ever have to miss out on your favorite shows and contests with this radio station again. Radio 24/7, 365. We're here when you want us. Stay connected and listen anywhere when you download the free iHeartRadio app.
When you need a power lift chair, Morris Furniture in Albert Lee has over 40 lift chairs, value priced starting at $599. Choose from small, medium, large, and extra wide sizes with leg extenders for the extra tall. What this means to you is Morris Furniture's large selection of over 40 recliners in all size and comfort options helps you in your goal of more independent mobility and comfort with a power lift recliner. Use Morris Furniture's interest-free financing and professional delivery on all qualified sales. Family-owned, serving the area since 1933. Morris Furniture, Albert Lee.
Folks are always asking me about the Door People Code of Conduct. Now, I can't tell all the secrets, but here's a story about a family down the block that had the oldest garage door in town. Rumor had it that the first car parked there was a horse. Neighbors remember a garage band that practiced ragtime music. There were even whispers that the door opener ran on kerosene. Tired of being the talk of the neighborhood, they called the Door People. We installed a brand new red ribbon door. It looks so good that their garage door is still the talk of the neighborhood. And that's the Door People Superior Product Vow. Each door has earned the red ribbon. Treat them with the proper respect. The Overhead Door Company of Albert Lee and the Overhead Door Company of Mason City.
Don't let the cold weather fool you. Overhead Door Company of Albert Lee services and repairs garage doors year-round. We guarantee your satisfaction, and the expertise of our technicians is second to none. Choose the Overhead Door Company of Albert Lee for all your garage door needs.
Second half action underway here on KATE. A 10-point lead, 31-21. Rebels on top. They're at the basketball going from left to right. Zebro pulls up. That's Maya Zebro. And her shot is no good from about 10 feet. Rebound pulled down by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Ignashevsky coming in left side. Ignashevsky, she lost control of it. It's a turnover. Turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Ignashevsky, she didn't play a whole lot in that first half. Had to sit down early with two personals. Back out there for the Rebels, or for the Knights, excuse me. Zone defense by the Rebels, or by the Knights. And it's picked off by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Newman has it in the right corner. So USC turns the basketball over. Driving in, little runner. Hook shot from about 10 feet away by Grace Dahlem is no good. Rebound pulled down by USC. USC in the white jerseys with the red numerals. Looks like a black or dark blue trim. Pass inside, almost turned over, but ends up in the hands of Meyer. And Meyer turns into a bucket. Meyer's got 7 points. The lead is 12, 33-21. Almost a near turnover. It went off the fingertips of one of the Knights, and Meyer got the bucket and put it right back in. Right side in Ignashevsky. Person-to-person defense here by USC. In the corner with the basketball. And driving is Newman. Newman kicks it to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper 15 feet is well short. And Maya Zebro comes up with it. Zebro in the right corner to Macy. Nice pass underneath to Schrader. She can't handle it. Loose basketball on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. And possession belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. And the boys team for Alden Conger will play in the 7 o'clock hour. So Knights fans, make sure to get out to the high school. We'll not have that game for you. Just your girls game this afternoon. As Newman drives in, Newman's bumped. And a foul is going to be called on Meyer. That'll be her second. 16-17 the play. Substitution, Johnson will come back in the game for USC. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons in the black jerseys with the word Knights across the front. Kind of a silver when it comes to color of the numerals. With some silver and red trim. Ignashevsky looking to throw it in. Still looking to get it in. Got to get it in. She does in the left block. Now kicked out to the wing. That's Heskett. Heskett drove in. Lauren Heskett got it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by USC. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. Nice pass underneath. And then maybe one extra pass. Kicks it to the corner. Now back to the wing. USC keeps possession. Layup is put up. Shot no good. But a couple of free throws coming up for Maya Zebro. What happened there in the right block is Johnson was all by herself, and Johnson kicked it to the corner. And I think Coach Meyer right away said, hey, just put it up. Put it up for a shot. Foul's going to be called on Heskett. That'll be her second. First free throw is good by Maya Zebra. The cheer of rebound. While the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons cheer squad. Substitution, Rachel Heskett, a 5'8 junior. Will check in for Lauren Heskett, a 5'5 junior. Second free throw. That one is no good. Rebound. We're going to have a foul, I think, over the back. Going to be called on Macy Zebra. Trying to go for the offensive board. She picks up her first foul. So 6 points for Maya Zebra. 14 for Taylor Schrader to lead the way. Okay, so I was looking at a scorebook, and the scorebook is different than what the scoreboard has. The official scorebook, okay, actually has 9 points. Let me get that right. Shots put up by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons, no good. I thought Zebril had 9 points. She does have 9 points. They got Meyer at 7. Meyer with 7 points. Pass inside, and we know for sure this girl's having a big game. Easy layup right side for Schrader. Schrader's got 16 points. 36-21. Pass inside on the block. Double team comes, trying to kick it out. Does right side over to Dahlem. Dahlem will pull up from the baseline. 12-foot jumper, too long in the chest. He gets the rebound, and it rolls in. Much-needed bucket for the Knights. Ignashevsky now with 8 points. The scoreboard says she's got 5. You know what? She does have 5. Foul's going to be called on Macy Zebra. That'll be her second. Free throw by Ignashevsky is no good. Off to the right. Rebound pulled down by USC. USC is up by 13, and then they throw it away. Try to get it to a Macy Zebra at half court. Slipped off her fingertips, out of bounds. Again, it was an 18-point lead at 1 point at 31-13, and now a turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Off the inbounds, they threw it into a Dahlem, and Dahlem could not handle it. It skips out of bounds, and now Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, for the first time tonight, they're going to slap on the full court pressure, down by 13 with 15:02 to play. USC trying to get it in. They finally do. They get it to Schrader. Schrader going to bring it across the timeline. Schrader still with it. Schrader going all the way to the bucket. Nice pass to left block. Layup is no good. Too strong. Rebound battle. The Knights come up with it. Beautiful pass. Just too strong in the layup there by Meyer. Otherwise, USC broke that press perfectly. On the right block. Shot put up, and that's going to rattle out. Halfway down for Suss. Just going to get it to go, and back comes USC, and they're going to throw it out of bounds. Try to get ahead to Schrader. And a timeout's going to be called by head coach Paul Meyer. I think Coach Paul Meyer wants to talk to his team about the full court pressure. The official did not see him. And then Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons steps out of bounds. Ignashevsky steps out of bounds. And Coach Meyer again asking for a timeout. This time, they do see that he wants a timeout. Brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel. Located in downtown Albert Lee, call 373-4680. Rebels by 13, back in a moment.
Real estate is booming right now. Come see me, Susie Miller.
And me, Diane Obermeyer.
At Arcadian Bank. Our team is ready to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance.
The process is so simple with the online application or download the Arcadian Bank mortgage app. Or, if you prefer to meet in person, call us at 507-373-1945 or stop into our Albert Lee location at 1452 West Main, Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland. www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, equal housing.
14:30 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Couple of local teams matching up here. In Alden, 36-23, 13-point lead for USC. Pass inside, went off of Schrader. USC ends up with a three-pointer left side. That one's in and out. Halfway down, Schrader gets the rebound. Now it's Maya Zebra who missed the three. Macy Zebra drives in, a little runner off the glass and good. Macy Zebra, she's got 4 points. An offensive rebound leads to a second chance point. It's 38-23. Lead is 15. Ignashevsky swings it left side to Newman. Newman looking to drive at the left elbow. Spins in the paint looking for help. Back to the top of the key to Grunsky. Now right side to Heskett. Pass inside is knocked away. Loose ball. A turnover on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Tried to go inside to Rachel Heskett. It was poked away. Rebels have led by as many as 18. The lead was down to 10 at halftime. Now it's up to 15. 13:33 to go. Right side. Maya Zebra with it. Driving baseline. Puts it up and hit the side of the backboard. Loose ball picked up by Newman. Newman looking to run. Newman top of the key. Newman going all the way to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good. If no one's going to stop ball, Olivia Newman, a 5'8 eighth grader, says I'll go right to the bucket with it. 38-24. Top of the key, Zebro driving in. She lost the handle, scramble on the ground, and Seuss ties her up. Arrow belongs to USC. Noah News Hour tonight in the 5 o'clock hour because of basketball. Again, tomorrow we're going to have girls hockey, Albert Lee at Rosemount. That's an 8 o'clock start. Myself and I think Mark Worm, my dad will be with me tomorrow night for a later game against a very good Rosemount team. Last time I checked, Rosemount was ranked number 10 in class of AA in girls hockey. If you can't get up to Rosemount, all the action right here on Kate. You got a very, very busy week of prep sports. Maya Zebro, or Macy Zebro to Maya Zebro, and we're going to have an offensive foul, and I think that's going to be on Maya with her right arm. No, I take that back away from the basketball. Offensive foul is going to be called on Johnson. Johnson just picked up her fourth. That's the fourth foul on Johnson. She will come out. Substitution, Winch will check back in for USC. 38-24, 14-point lead here on KATE. Albert Lee, Newman looking to drive right to the bucket again. That time they stopped it. Right side to Ignashevsky. She'll drive in. Off the glass, right-hander is good. Ignashevsky, she's got 7 points. Full court pressure, lead down to 12. USC up by a dozen. 12:43 to go, and a turnover. Went out the fingertips of a Rebel, and then Newman gets bumped. They got it in the Winch. Winch jumped up. It went off her fingertips. Ends up in the hands of Newman. Foul's going to be called on Winch, and it'll be her first. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons trying to come all the way back from an 18-point deficit in the first half. Right wing, pass inside is knocked away by Schrader. Schrader with a steal, and here comes USC. Schrader with a head of steam. Schrader going to go to the bucket, and she traveled. Tried to pull up on the right block for a layup, and Schrader moved that pivot foot. That's a turnover on USC. In a fun atmosphere here in Alden. And it's been a long time since I called a basketball game here. It's great to be here this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Newman in the paint looking for some help. Swings it right side. Three-pointer put up. That shot is long. Shot no good there by Rachel Heskett. Rebound put back up. No good. Ignashevsky will chase it down. Ignashevsky put the rebound up. No good. Now swings it right side. In the paint. Put up. It's blocked. Blocked by Macy Zebro. Grunsky went up for the layup, and Zebro blocked it and took it away. Maya Zebro in between the circles. Almost got it knocked away, swings it right side and goes through the hands of Schrader out of bounds, and a turnover on USC. Head coach Paul Meyer wants another timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel conveniently. Located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. 36-28, 12-point lead for the Rebels. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, you're listening to high school girls basketball on Kate.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GEAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
From the Americana Insurance Press Box, Nationwide, of course, is on your side. AmericanaInsurance.com. It's down to a 7-point lead, 36-29. Is that right on the scoreboard? Okay, 36-29. Lead is down to 7. I didn't think they got it down to single digits. Driving in, layup is going to be put up and good. Breaking that full court pressure by Maya Zebro. And Zebro's got 11. She's in double digits, and the lead is 9. 38-29. 9-point lead for USC. Newman looking for some help. Drops off to Ignashevsky. Puts it up. Shot's going to roll in for Ignashevsky. Newman and Ignashevsky trying their best to bring their team back. She's got 9 points. It's 38-31. And then that half court, it's stolen. Stolen away by Heskett. Heskett, long pass ahead in the paint. Put up off the glass and good by Grunsky. Grunsky, she has 4 points. 4 points for Grunsky. And the lead is down to 5, just like that, 38-33. Long pass ahead, Zebro. That's Macy Zebro. Her lamp left it short. And a rebound pulled down by Ignashevsky. The lead is down to 3, 38-33. Newman in the left corner. Looking for some help back to the top of the key to Ignashevsky. She drives in, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by USC, so we'll keep it right here. Substitution for the Rebels. Coming back in, Hannah Meyer, number 21, and Mandy Dolman, number 11. On the block, almost losing it, and we're going to have a foul. Reach-in foul is going to be called on. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, that'll be on Grunsky. That'll be her first. I'll just say, I think the scoreboard's wrong. I'll just say, USC fans are saying something. Yeah, Coach Meyer, I would check the score. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think it was down to a 5-point game. So they're going to check it. Yeah, the lead might still be 9 or 11. We'll wait and see. They're getting it right. We got a first-timer, I guess, doing the scoreboard. We appreciate him doing it. If he wasn't here, no one would know what the score was. As Schrader drives in right baseline, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Left side, kicks it out. Thought about a 3 there was Heskett, Rachel Heskett, now driving right side and dropping it off to Heskett, shot no good. Grunsky gets the rebound. She lost it. Scramble on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Lauren Heskett went baseline, handed off to Rachel Heskett. Her shot was no good. And a possession arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with 10-12 to go. And the scoreboard says 38-33, but we don't think that's the right score. Right side with the basketball. That's Lauren Heskett. Puts up a 3 halfway down. It comes out and over the back. Foul is going to be called on Grunsky. Sarah Grunsky went over the top and just picked up her second. So that'll be the third team foul on Alden Conger, I guess. Fifth team foul. But United South Central is trying to get the scoreboard correct, and now a foul is going to be called, trying to set a pick. It's going to be on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. That's Rachel Heskett. Will pick up her first. Actually, she's trying to fight through a pick. Yeah, I'm surprised the officials have not stopped the game just to take a look at the scoreboard to make sure it's correct. And there's a steal by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons on the inbounds. Heskett with it. Heskett goes to the left-handed layup, puts it up, no good. Rebound, a battle for it. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons still with it. Heskett on the wing. She'll pull up 15-foot jumper off the glass and good for Lauren Heskett. Heskett's got 8 points. We have it at 40-35, but that's not the right score. We know that. They're still working on it. There's a 3-point attempt right side. Big 3 put up, shot no good by... That was put up by Dolman for USC. Again, I'm surprised the officials have not stopped the game just to make sure the score is correct. I know they're working on it. Top of the key, 3-pointer put up. Shot is, in and out, off the glass. Rebound put up. No good by Grunsky. That 3-pointer was halfway down by Maya Anderson. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Sierra Grunsky. Grunsky's got 4 points, and the shot is long. It's no good. Foul's going to be called on Dolman. That'll be her first. Second free throw is good by Grunsky. Scoreboard still says 40-35 and going to be knocked away. Last touch by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons out of bounds. Now it says 40-36. Well, I guess we'll go with it. So in the Schrader. Schrader drops it off on the right block, looking for some help. Back out to the wing. Driving in right side, right to the bucket. Shot to glass and good. Good take there by Johnson. Johnson's got four fouls. Her first bucket, 42-36. I guess the score, it's a six-point lead. Newman kicks in the corner to Ignashevsky. Ignashevsky going baseline, puts it up. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Loose ball picked up once again by Johnson. Johnson picks up her dribble, hands it off to a teammate. Shot put up no good by Schrader. And a couple of free throws coming up for USC. I guess that's what the score is at, 42-36. Okay, I guess they got it correct. We'll stop questioning. Free throw is good by Schrader. 43-36. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons on a nice run here in the second half. Again, they were down by 18 at one point, but a couple of big free throws by Schrader. Schrader's got 18 points. 44-36, lead is 8. Ignashevsky with the basketball. Back to the top of the key. Swung on that right block. Ignashevsky to the corner. A big three for the Knights. Shot no good. Went halfway down. Rebound by the Knights. Three-pointer top of the key. That is short by Lauren Heskett. Another rebound. Ignashevsky puts it up. Shot no good. She pokes it away. Loose basketball picked up by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons with a throw it away to Schrader. Schrader racing ahead the other end. Her layup is good. And Schrader's got 20. And the lead is 9. 45-36 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 7:49 to play. 10-point lead after Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons had just headed down to, I believe, 6. Ignashevsky back to the top of the key to Newman. Newman looking for some help. Still person-to-person defense. Take that back. 2-3 zone by USC. Heskett drives in. Kicks in the corner. Three-pointer put up. That is good. Big three-pointer hit by Anderson. Much-needed three for Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons, the first bucket for Maya Anderson, cuts the lead down to 7. 46-39, full court pressure by the Knights. In the front court, right side with it, Dahlman. Dahlman has person-to-person defense here by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Top of the key with it, Johnson swings it left side, pass inside. Schrader gets it knocked away from behind, trying to chase it down. Schrader and Newman tied up, and the arrow belongs to USC. Substitution, Maya Zebra will come back in, replacing the other Zebra. For Alden Conger, they have Olivia Newman. Set their offense, Lauren Heskett. Also out there is Rachel Heskett. USC having a tough time getting it in. They finally do. Grunsky, Sierra Grunsky. And Ignashevsky, and now a foul is going to be called. I think Ignashevsky just knocked over Schrader. It will be on Ignashevsky. That'll be her third. 46-39, 7-point lead for USC. The Rebels looking for their first win of the season at 0-16. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with a 4-12 record. The Knights trying to come back from an 18-point first-half deficit, right now down by 7. Passing to Schrader. Layup is up, and it's good. That was way up in the air. High-arching layup. Schrader's got 22. The lead is 9, 48-39. Newman for a long jumper. That shot is short. A loose ball picked up there by Meyer. Meyer gets it ahead to Amaya Zebra. USC up by 9 with the basketball. Full court pressure. Amaya Zebra almost traveled, and she did. Tried to put the brakes on right wing, and she turns it over. Both teams with 16 fouls, so both teams are in the bonus. Arrow right now. The possession arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. 6:29 to go. 9-point lead for USC. Top of the key. That's Rachel Heskett. Drops it off on the block. Shot put up on the glass. Too strong by Grunsky. Rebound pulled down by Johnson for USC. Across the timeline, Maya Zebra making sure Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons cannot sit up in their full court pressure. Dahlman with it. Swings it left side to Johnson. Pass inside. Backing her way in the block. Still backing her way. Now kicks it back to the top of the key. Backing in there was Meyer. Right side to Schrader. Schrader again with a game-high 22 points. Pass deep in that right corner. Newman knocks it out of bounds. And USC will keep it. Again, looking at USC scores this year. That's knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. Last touch by Alden Conger. Their closest loss this year, they lost by 11 to Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. They lost to Blue Earth by 12. So they haven't played in too many close games. Again, they're winless, but right now up by 9 with 5:53 to go. Zebro drives in, puts it off the glass. Shot no good, but a blocking foul on the drive. And Zebro's going to shoot a one-on-one. 48-39, 9-point lead for the Rebels. Foul's going to be on Grunsky. Grunsky picks up her third. I got Grunsky for three, Ignashevsky for three. When it comes to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and Zebro. Nothing but net on that one. She's got 12 points. 12 points for Mia Zebro. Second one is no good. Rebound, and no one blocks out the shooter, and Mia Zebro gets her own rebound, and she throws it away. Picked up by Heskett. Rachel Heskett driving in. Heskett puts up a tough shot, 10 feet right baseline, left it short. Rebound by USC. 5:47 to go. It's a 10-point lead, 49-39 Rebels. We're going to have a timeout. We're going to have a timeout called by the official. So the official said summon to the scorekeeper. So they're going to take 30 seconds off the clock because the official's saying maybe the clock was not started. They're going to take 30 seconds off the clock. So Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons just lost time there. I mean, it's the right count. The clock wasn't running. They took 30 seconds off at 5:07 to go. 49-39, 10-point lead for USC. The Rebels, 10-point lead, 5 minutes away from their first win of the season. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons going for steals. Mia Zebro drives in, puts it up. Shot too strong in the layup. Rebound by Schrader. Schrader puts it up. She's fouled by Ignashevsky. And Schrader will shoot a couple. And Taylor Schrader is only a freshman. 5'5" freshman. She's got 22 points to lead all scores. Ignashevsky just picked up her fourth personal. Schrader, first free throw is no good. Front rim, back rim, and off. Unofficially, I have Schrader 4, 5, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Schrader's got 23. She goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 50-39. Can Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons got this down to, I think, a 6 or 7 point game. Again, the score was wrong for a little bit here in the second half. At the free throw line, back to the top of the key. That's Heskett. Rachel Heskett with it. Pass inside to Grunsky. Grunsky trying to make something happen in the paint. She lost it. Johnson took it away. Here comes Johnson. Johnson to Schrader, and Schrader able to keep it before it goes out of bounds in the right block. Back to the top of the key. Three-pointer by Zebro. That's in and out. Grunsky comes down with the rebound. Mia Zebro trying to put the finishing touches on that one. Run this game, and it just was halfway down and came out. And then Grunsky is fouled, so a one-on-one on the other end. Grunsky's got 5 points. Schrader will come out. Macy Zebro is going to check in. Foul's going to be called on Meyer. That'll be the third personal on Hannah Meyer. One-on-one. And it's no good off to the right. Rebound by Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons put back up. No good, but a foul going to be called. And after a couple of one missed free throw, Rachel Heskett will now shoot a couple as the foul is going to be on Johnson. And Lexi Johnson, a 5'6 senior, fouls out. Johnson did not score tonight. I take that back. Johnson had 2 points, but her role is passing the ball and playing defense. Did a great job for USC. So the substitution, Skylar Niebauer, 5'8 senior, will check in for USC. Newman will check in for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Grunsky will check out for the Knights. So free throw is good. She'll get the second one. Rachel Heskett, big free throw, trying to get closer. But the clock stopped. It's a 10-point lead for USC. 4:11 to go. Trying to get back to single digits. No, that's long. Rebound tapped around, corralled by USC. And the Rebels are up by 10 at halftime, 31-21. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons got it down to single digits. But USC push it back to double digits. Right now it's at 10 with 4 minutes to go. USC in no hurry. They swing it right side to Macy Zebra. Back to the top of the key. Right side to Maya Zebra. She pulls up. 15-foot jumper is good. Maya Zebra with a huge bucket. She's got a dozen. The lead is a dozen. Chris, or take that back. Newman the other way puts it up. Left it long from 5 feet away. Newman gets her own rebound. Three-point attempt. Ignashevsky top of the key. That's off to the right. That will skim out of bounds. And a basketball to USC. 52-40. 12-point lead for the Rebels. Full court pressure. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. They're looking for turnovers. They need points. They need them fast with 3:30 to play. Zebro going to bring it across the timeline. Left side. And then a layup. That layup's no good. Rebound by USC. A layup no good by Niebauer. And a foul's going to be called as Meyer got the rebound. That was Hannah Meyer. Did your head coach Paul Meyer say, not the exact words, but did not want them to try that layup, just kind of bring it back out, looking to kill some time. But they get the offensive rebound, falls in behind Anderson, her first. Free throw on the one-on-one is no good. USC, they get the rebound. Maya Zebro slips in there, gets the offensive rebound, so USC with the basketball up by a dozen. In the right corner. Macy Zebro drops it off on the block. Nice pass to Meyer. Meyer will finish. Meyer's got 9 points. The lead is 14. USC is 3 minutes away from victory number one of the season. Right side. In that corner to Anderson. Driving in Ignashevsky. Anderson, 15-foot jumper. Shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Maya Zebro. And Maya Zebro is going to bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Dahlman. Back to Zebro. About 10 feet from the bucket, they get it to Meyer. Back to Dahlman, and the timeout's going to be called by head coach Paul Meyer. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons found themselves in an 18-point hole in the first half. They've been trying to dig out of the hole. They cut the lead down either 6 or 7. But now it's 14 with 2:37 to go. USC on top of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. We're back in a moment. You're listening to high school girls basketball on Kate.
Ever have questions about your prescriptions, even in the middle of the night? Well, Walgreens now offers Pharmacy Chat 24/7, so you can ask an expert about things like the correct dosage of your medications or possible side effects. Speaking of side effects, the side effect of getting your questions answered at 2 a.m.? Sleeping much easier for the next 6 hours. Try Pharmacy Chat today or tonight, online or on the Walgreens app.
And back here on KATE, AM 1450, MyAlbertLee.com, iHeartRadio app, the Rebels from United South Central, 2:36 away from their first victory of the season, coming in 0-16. Maya Zebra with it, right side to Dahlman, back to the top to Schrader. Schrader looking for some help, right side to Macy Zebra. Now to Maya Zebra, right wing. USC in no hurry, just trying to work the clock. Now Schrader's going to drive baseline. Schrader, layup off the glass and good. Schrader's got 25. 25 for Schrader. The lead is 16, 56-40. 2:06 to go. Newman, right side to Heskett. Heskett goes to the right block, back out to the wing. Driving baseline, trying to kick it to the corner. They get it to Newman. Newman, nice pass inside to Ignashevsky, but it's tipped away. Out of bounds, Mary Zebro reacted. Trying to get to Ignashevsky on that right block. Zebro knocked it out of bounds. Nice bounce pass on the inbounds, and a foul's going to be called. They got it to Rachel Heskett. Heskett's fouled, and a couple of free throws coming her way. 56-40, USC by 16. Foul's going to be on Mary Zebro. That'll be her third. First free throw is no good off to the left. And we'll have a quick post-game show for you here on KATE. And then some great music taking you through the rest of your Monday night on Albert Lee Radio. Second free throw is no good. Miss them both. Rebound pulled down by Maya Zebra. Again, USC in no hurry. 56-40. It's almost stolen. Schrader lost it. It was knocked away by Heskett. But USC gets it back. I hear Coach Meyer in front of us saying, just take your time. That's what USC is doing. USC, minute 23 away from their first victory of the season. Now, whistle's going to be called. We're going to have a one-on-one coming up for United South Central. Foul's going to be called on Ignashevsky, and Ignashevsky is going to foul the game. Ignashevsky with 9 points. She falls out. Johnson's already fouled out for USC. Well, it's been a fun game this afternoon. A makeup game, 4 o'clock start. Between a couple of area teams here in KATE country as that free throw is no good by Macy Zebra. Then we got Albert Lee girls hockey at Rosemount, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Albert Lee boys basketball on Thursday against Faribault. Second one is also no good. Rebound by Newman. Newman will bring it across the timeline. Newman still with it, looking to drive. Kicks it out to the wing. 3-point attempt put up. Shot is no good. No good by Lauren Heskett. Rebound pulled down by USC. That knocked out of bounds. Macy Zebra had it. She's trying to bring it across or bring it up the court. Got knocked out of bounds, and a timeout's going to be called by Jenny Hoovendick-Savick. Timeout called by Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. We'll take a real quick timeout. The Rebels, minute 08 away from win number one of the season. We're back in 30.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
56-40, 16-point lead off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, of course. Our broadcast booth, press box. It is the Americana Insurance and Albert Lee and Wells press box. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. Full court pressure, and a foul is going to be called as Maya Zebra will shoot two. That's a 10th foul. I just heard someone say Maya. Thought it was Maya. So Maya Zebra, if I've been saying it wrong the entire game, I apologize for that. Shot is good by Maya. She's got 15 points. 15 points for Maya Zebra. Second one is good. Front rim, back rim, and down. And she's got 16 points. It's an 18-point lead, 58-40. Newman looking to drive in, kicks it back to the top to Grunsky. Grunsky looking to drive. Grunsky knowing, yeah, USC doesn't want to foul. Grunsky gets a layup. And a timeout's going to be called by Alden Conger. Glenville Lemons, a quick 30-second timeout. It's 58-42. We'll keep it right here. 16-point lead for USC. USC on Friday got beat by Blooming Prairie 52-21. That was their 16th loss of the season. Again, none of their losses have been within single digits. Just one game. Take that back. One game they lost by 9 points to Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Alden Conger coming off an 88-32 victory on Thursday where Coach Hoovendick-Savick said everything was going down. They were making their shots. It's been a different story offensive-wise this afternoon for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. At 4-12, they're going to fall to 4-13. And USC will pick up their first win of the season. Pass inside, gets knocked away from Schrader. Loose ball. They got the steal they wanted, and then ends up in the hands of Dahlman. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans had it for a second, and now we're going to have a foul. Grunsky on the floor, fighting for the basketball. Also on the floor was Meyer. That's good hustle by both young ladies, but the foul is going to be called on Meyer. That'll be her fourth. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Grunsky. So Grunsky will shoot two. 40.7 seconds to go. Rebels up by 16, 58-42. Get a quick post-game show. Schrader with 25, Maya Zebra with 15.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
It is only... Okay. Actually, it is her fifth foul, they're going to say. So Meyer comes out with her fifth. Substitution for USC. Winchell come back in. 40.7 seconds to go. Free throw is no good by Grunsky. Want to thank everyone in the Alden Conger School District for having us out this afternoon. Fun to be here. Second one by Grunsky hits pretty much every part of the rim and goes down, and another timeout. A full timeout by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. You can't take the timeouts with you. 58-43, 15-point lead for United South Central. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Kate.
Most Minnesotans feel what goes into our environment is very important to them. That's why we support propane. Energy for everyone. Did you know that propane produces 43% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than electricity generated on the U.S. grid? That's a lot. Propane is clean, dependable, and affordable. Plus, it's produced right here in the USA. Let's all do our part to reduce emissions and keep Minnesota's air clean by choosing propane. The right energy, right now. To learn more about propane, the energy for everyone, go to propane.com.
Aaron Worm with you. 40.7 seconds to go. USC. So we recap the game brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee. For the best lunch deal around, $6 take two deal during buffet hours. USC led by 18 in the first half, led by 10 at halftime. Lead got to single digits for just a little bit. But USC has controlled most of this basketball game. Now reach-in foul is going to be called on Schrader. Take that back, not Schrader. That'll be Rachel Heskett picking up her second. And a couple of free throws coming up for Maya Zebra. Zebra's got 16. Taylor Schrader with 25. First free throw is no good. 32.8 seconds to go. And your in-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee. Don't cook tonight. Call the Pizza Ranch. Second free throw, front rim, back rim, and down. She's got 16 points. Take that back. 17. Nine. 12 seconds. Arrow belongs to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Going to be a tough loss for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. But you do feel good for USC as the inbounds pass is picked off by Zebra. Maya Zebra with 7 seconds. With 5 seconds, going right to the bucket, a layup with 2 seconds, and this one is over. 61-43. USC picks up their first win of the season. 61-43. Dahlman got a layup there at the end to finish off the scoring. And congratulations to United South Central. The Rebels win this one in non-conference action against Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Post-game show coming up next. Your final score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. USC at 61. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons 43. We're back in a moment on Kate.